Storytel presents An Evil Day by Margit Sandemo. Part 44 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed ice people would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the ice people was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Chapter 1. Random gusts of wind blew across the mountain, emphasizing the sense of loneliness the group felt as they stood on the steep mountainside. Little Gabriel, whose job it was to record everything he saw, stood looking at his 12 friends. How on earth were they going to manage this? Were they strong enough? Marco, the magnificent prince of the Black Halls, looked up, narrow-eyed and thoughtful, at the unpleasant vision above them. It always felt safe having Marco with you. He knew so much, could accomplish so many things, and most important of all, he was incredibly powerful. Nathaniel, the gentle one. He also had the blood of the Black Angels flowing in his veins, though not quite to the same extent that Marco did. Nathaniel was gentler. He had capabilities they still did not fully understand. Tova had always been a rebel, but in the course of this journey she had grown more gentle and feminine. Gabriel knew perfectly well why. It was thanks to Ian Morahan. They were in love with each other, Gabriel thought childishly. You could see it a mile off. And Ian, an outsider, the only one of the group who wasn't a member of the Ice People. But he had managed damn well. Oh no, it seems I've started swearing, Gabriel thought in alarm. Father wouldn't approve at all. His gaze shifted to Rune, the mandrake, neither human nor plant. Or perhaps he was both. Gabriel liked Rune, and it was good having him along with them. And then there was Hallkatla. What a wild cat she was. But she was also sweet, very sweet. They also had Tula with them, because she refused to sit and wait in the Demon's Mountain while the others took part in a whole lot of exciting things. It was easy for Tula not to be afraid. She was no longer alive. She was one of the ancestral spirits of the Ice People. But Gabriel himself was alive, and he was terribly afraid.